Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We'll get to C.J. Stroud here talking to Jalen Johnson in just a second. My favorite text in the aftermath of the C.J. Caleb advice scene at midfield where people are kind of upset with C.J. that it felt like he was little-broing somebody who he's basically within 3 weeks of age-wise comes from Irwin, loyal listener. Says, the CJ thing marks the turning of the tide. With success comes disdain. I see this as a positive for the Texans.
Yeah, this is kind of like you and I have slowly turned into Pat Mahomes haters.
Yep.
That, and some of it is with all of the exposure that these guys get. It was the Netflix documentary Quarterback. That first gave us a look at Pat Mahomes, where I'm like, all right, I used to feel bad that this guy was saddled with his wife and brother who are annoying, but oh, Mahomes is just as annoying himself and just as self-centered and just attention-hungry and craving as those other two satellites in his life.
Yes.
So, yeah, now I despise him. He's not, yeah. So it's going to come. There'll come a time, as long as CJ continues to perform well. And if he is so burdened by winning several Super Bowls especially, then people will start to dislike him.
Yes. That is one thing I've learned in my decades of watching the NFL. One thing fans do not like, Super Bowl winning quarterbacks that are not their own quarterback.
Yes. If there's one thing Americans hate, it's success.
Success, yes. That's not theirs. Yes. Other people's success. All right, let's get to CJ. So here was CJ Stroud mic'd up chatting with Bears Pro Bowl cornerback Jalen Johnson during the game.
Yeah, during the Bears game.
It was during a stoppage. Here's what it sounded like.
Stop telling your secrets on Richard Sherman podcast, dude.
What you mean?
The palms, look. You ain't slick, brother. You ain't getting me. You ain't getting me.
Okay. Palms look is what he said there. That's a defensive
look. Yeah, so palms look. Yeah, palms look is just, it looks like cover two, but instead, usually in cover two, if you guys think about broadcasts you've seen, it's okay, the cornerback's going to, they're going to take the wide receiver on the outside and keep everything, push everything to the inside, all of that. Palms, they switch it up a little bit. So there was this, so immediately I thought, okay, well, I got to go figure this out. And I went and I watched the Richard Sherman podcast where he's interviewing Jalen Johnson. And it's this specific play that you're going to hear Richard Sherman discuss, but this is Jalen Johnson picking up Josh Dobbs in the Minnesota game last year.
Dobbs protected and picked by Jalen Johnson. Johnson on the return will take it down inside the 40.
Okay.
So, and I didn't send the cut that had, basically Troy Aikman says, well, yeah, you see, Josh Dobbs got to realize that's cover two, and that Jalen Johnson did a good job of stabbing inside and faking and looking like he wasn't in cover two and then coming back. So that's what he thought. And remember, this is why you always got to take everything with a grain of salt with colored commentators. Richard Sherman, a man who knows coverages himself, discussed that play with Johnson on his podcast.
Ooh, I've seen you make quite a few plays disguising that cover two, jumping down, coming out the flag, going to the seven.
Just funny, the pick that you talk about, we were really in palms. So
you did that out of palms?
I promise you.
Yeah, so it's a much longer clip where
I watched the long version of it today.
I'm going to do a video on this, but basically, Jalen Johnson is supposed to jump that underneath route, but he was going to be super aggressive with it. But so Josh Dobbs, the poor kid actually made the right read on that play. It was just Jalen Johnson making an incredibly athletic. He was so good on that play physically that he came back and ended up. Because he got back there so fast, he made it look like he had just duped Josh Dobbs, the rocket engineering major from college.
Literal rocket engineer, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what CJ was talking about. And he's saying, hey, don't give away your secrets. Now, there's multiple things that CJ could do with that because Jalen Johnson basically had gone into detail about how he knew that route combo and he didn't just want to make a tackle on this short route. He wanted to either have a huge hit or potentially a pick. I think that's the part where CJ's thinking like, all right, I know the way you operate now, and I know that if we have similar route combos that I might be able to take advantage of your aggressiveness or I got to watch out for your aggressiveness. My big thing was, man, all right, CJ, don't tell these guys that this is what you're doing.
Yeah.
If people are giving you secrets, don't let them know that you're learning their secrets by podcast. I would say the same thing to Jalen Johnson. It drives me crazy when I hear defensive players talking about these tips they have or little tricks of the trade on podcasts. Because, dude, what are you doing? You're taking money out of your own pocket there. You're giving people the answers to the test. These podcasts are so damn seductive.
Yep.
These guys are giving up way more information than they need to.
It's a really, really tough human instinct to not want to be the smartest guy in the room when you know something especially when you feel like you've decoded it, you know what I mean, like you didn't just stumble into it. Like CJ, CJ using a podcast as some version of film work on a guy, I think probably to CJ feels like, man, I'm kind of operating at a different level than some of these other quarterbacks.
By which measure, it also might have been in his mind, he might be thinking like, I'm gonna mess with him right now and let him know that, hey, whatever, you know, little tendencies or anything that you think I don't have. Yeah. Because, it's one of those things where, again, it's just funny when I see people break down film on the internet and everything, super, super smart people. The only weakness they have, if they haven't played the game, is that they really don't understand how much improvisation or how many mental errors there are on any given play. To where you have Troy Aikman and Richard Sherman both thinking that that was one coverage or call, when in fact, Jalen Johnson had just, and didn't even make a mistake necessarily, he just made a super aggressive recovery to go back out and help out the free safety who was supposed to have that guy. And people were giving him credit for duping the young quarterback, you know? But you can use that to your advantage. If people want to give you credit for doing that, then by all means, let them think that that's how diverse we are and that's all the things that we'll do and you got to be on guard all the time.
Now, on the one hand, there's something to that. There is also something to, though, like, hey, man, like, you don't have to tell the other team everything that you're thinking about, you know, that you're using these podcasts as a way to get intel and stuff like that. So there's that. But I will say this, like, my overriding emotion now after listening to it, let's listen to it one more time. This is CJ Stroud and Jalen Johnson on the field.
Stop telling your secrets on Richard Sherman podcast, dude.
What you mean?
The palms, look, you ain't slick, brother. You ain't getting me. You ain't getting me.
Okay, that's my quarterback right there. Like, there is part of it. Like, think about the rest of CJ Stroud's draft class right now. Will Levis is shoveling balls to the other team in just completely, utterly stupid fashion. Bryce Young might be ruined. He's been benched. Anthony Richardson is one of the least efficient quarterbacks in the league and can't stay healthy. Our guy is rightfully talking trash to a Pro Bowl cornerback during a stoppage in play and not sounding outlandish for doing so. Like, instead, he just said, like, there's nobody that listens. Our criticism of that cut is just don't do that because you're giving him, you know, you're feeding the other team intel on your process. But at the core of it, nobody's criticizing C.J. Stroud for having the bravado to say that to Jalen Johnson. Everybody with C.J. Stroud's like, dude can back up his talk, you know?
Right. No, and that's where C.J. being a football nerd, it's one of the hardest things to figure out about quarterback prospects is everybody's really good at doing the Instagram hashtag stuff and everything and showing how much you're grinding and all of that. And college coaches, I think, generally will tell people, this guy works hard, he listens and everything. Like Bobby Slowick, when he would talk about C.J. Stroud last year at the end of the season and once this offseason, it was very telling the way he praised C.J., which was that he comes into the meeting and you can tell that he's really done the homework. There's times when you're, as a teacher or as a coach, you know, you can tell if the kids have done the reading or not because they're at a different level already. They're not learning it as you're talking to them about it. They're like asking the right questions and everything. And I think with CJ, he's just kind of naturally wired to be a football nerd. And there's podcasts out there where Richard Sherman is talking to defensive backs and they're giving away tricks of the trade, that CJ's drawn to that just naturally. So it doesn't – no matter how many hours he logs on his iPad, there's all that extracurricular work you do that just stacks up over time to where you get this database of things to work with. And I think now more than ever, there's just more resources for guys like CJ, or if Tom Brady were a young quarterback now.
Yeah.
You know, Tom Brady and Peyton Manning and those guys would be all over. Like, oh, wait a second. Defensive backs are just sitting there on the internet telling me how they operate. And this is stuff that, you know, like when I'm, when I try to get questions about different things in coverage, I'll send stuff off to Aaron Glenn at times or other guys I played with. To try to figure it out. It's been so cool to actually just now over the last few years just start going, I can Google it on, or I can search it on YouTube and find out like three different guys talking about Palms coverage.
Right, on a podcast just, somewhere.
Yeah, you can, like when you do, because you know, there's lots of stuff out there for high school and college coverages, but a lot of the tricks of the trade of the NFL have always been kept very close to the vest.
Yeah.
And it's really cool. It's really cool, but I also, as a defensive player, I wish they'd shut the hell up and stop doing it.
As a defensive player. Like, and the segment started with me really wanting CJ. Like, hey, man, don't tell Jalen Johnson, like, you know what he's going to do based on the podcast. I think in the last 13 minutes, I've done a 180 on this thing. Let me just play it one more time.
Stop telling your secrets on Richard Sherman podcast, dude.
What you mean?
The Palms, look, you ain't slick, brother. You ain't getting me. You ain't getting me.
Okay, and there's part of me that thinks, and I think is what you were alluding to, like, yeah, CJ, you maybe settle down telling. And then there's part of me like, Jalen Johnson probably had that in his head for the next three plays at least after that. You know?
Yeah.
He's probably backpedaling going, what else does CJ see on a podcast?
The biggest thing, I think, is that in giving that, like, Jalen Johnson got away with making a, it wasn't even a mistake, but it led into his psychology of, I am really going to jump this route because I know what's coming. And so it betrayed a certain aggressiveness in the way he operates. But until he told Richard Sherman that, people just thought he was being crafty and, you know, he'd just taken a jab step and almost baited Josh Jobs into making that throw.
Right.
When it wasn't necessarily that way. So, the big thing is guys aren't going to stop giving up their secrets on the internet.
No.
They're going to keep doing this on podcasts and everything.
Yeah.
It's going to be more and more and more. So in just, CJ kind of getting into his head in that moment was probably the right move.
Overall, the trend you're talking about where guys just go blabbing about how smart they are and what they do scheme-wise on a pod, I think overall this is a good trend for us here in Houston. Like that we have this guy as our quarterback. You know, and CJ's pretty dialed into all this stuff.
The same thing, remember in CJ's first interception in the preseason against the Patriots last year?
Yep.
That was another one where, in watching the film, Kurt Warner and others who watched that on film thought, oh, yeah, this is simple cover two, and the CJ can't make this mistake. When, after the game, the DB had done a really smart thing, which was he made it look like it was cover two, but in fact he was manned up on the on Dalton Schultz.
Schultz, yeah.
But Dalton Schultz was in the backfield, so the DB knows that he can give way more. He can align deeper than he otherwise would. And he told everybody.
Told CJ on the field after the game.
Yeah, so the guy ends up coming up and playing. CJ had read cover two, just like Kurt Warner did when he was breaking the film down.
Right.
But CJ kind of got to get a little bit of insight into, like, oh, okay, this is the way it operates. And that I didn't make a stupid mistake. I didn't know enough about how this guy might be operating.
Yeah, I didn't account for it.
And I don't need to be, I need to understand that this can happen, that these guys are operating on a different mental plane. And a lot of the defensive backs are kind of, they're improvising as they go based on what they can and can't get away with.
You ever seen the movie Rounders? Matt Damon, the poker movie. Texter says, this subject is covered in the movie Rounders. When Matt Damon discovers Teddy KGB has a tell in the last final poker game there, and he normally you don't tell him, but Matt Damon did because he knew it would rattle him for the rest of the game.
Right, and if you
call
and
Texter.
Also if if CJ, you could look at it as psychological warfare of these guys going into a game and thinking they know what they know, but then also knowing that CJ has probably watched every interview that they've done.
Yes.
And, I mean, this is something in the offseason. You, I don't know if you saw the interview a couple weeks ago of Tom Brady going through all of his files.
No.
And he had just like every game detailed notes about various defensive backs and everything.
Literal paper files? Like,
yes. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Like he's J. Edgar Hoover or something. He's got dossiers on all these people. And you build that up over time. Yeah. And I think now, again, if Tom Brady were a young quarterback these days, he'd have all this time in the offseason when you're just sitting around and you've got time to watch podcasts and you can just add to the dossier of things that you know about Jalen Johnson.
This is so good for us.
Different situations. And, you know, and those guys' brains, when it starts coming back, like, okay, yeah, there's times where we run an in-breaking route with a seven route on the backside. And this is how Jalen Johnson operates in those situations. And what are our tendencies on this? Okay, I know this is a guy who's going to be hyper aggressive in this situation. Then you get to that next level of, you know, the really good veteran players, they'll look ahead a few weeks.
Yeah.
Like saying, knowing that they're going against Darrell Revis or Ray Lewis and think, all right, we're going to do a couple things that we know that those guys are going to pick up on.
Yeah.
And then we're going to use it against them because these guys will have a tendency and their defensive coordinators will be like, look, this is Sean, as a player, it's the worst when you go into a game sometimes. And your defensive coordinator is like, these guys in this situation are 90% run.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
we're dialing up a run blitz and we are going to get torched.
We are screwed. You know we're in the same division with Peyton Manning, right?
You're looking at your defensive coordinator and on the other side they got like North Turner and you're like, this guy thinks he's smarter than North Turner. Oh, crap.
Hey, speaking of which, the two QBs, let's hear from the two head coaches on the opposing quarterback. What does Kevin O'Connell think of C.J. Stroud? And we'll get to D'Amico Ryan's first thoughts on Sam Darnold. We'll take a look across enemy lines here a little bit on Payne and Pendergast. That's up next. Stay there.